I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Confirmation of payee. Now, when you make a bank transfer, you provide the name, sort code, and account code to send the money to, and you might reasonably expect the bank pays attention to all three of those pieces of information, and if they don't match, then they warn you. But historically, banks didn't do this. They ignored the name, and they just sent the money to whatever the sort code and account code said, regardless of who they belonged to. So if you made a mistake and put the wrong sort code or account code, then your money was likely to be gone, and the banks wouldn't get it back for you. Now, scammers knew this, and they used an assortment of ploys to get people to transfer money to them, believing it's from their builder or their plumber or a friend or an official organisation and so on, because the name didn't need to match the account. No one checked it. Now, the UK payments operator got fed up with this and insisted that the banks start checking the name, and that's called confirmation of payee, and warn the sender if there's a mismatch so they can change their mind. Now, after years of arguing about this, the banks finally agreed, and now most UK banks and billing societies do use this confirmation of payee, but not all. So how does it work? Well, when you're setting up a new payment or amending an existing one, the bank will check the name on the account of the person or organisation you're paying, as well as the sort code and account code. If you use the correct account name, then you get confirmation the details match and you can go ahead with your payment. If you use a name that's similar to the account holder, you'll be provided with the actual name of the account that matches the sort code and account code, and you're asked to update the details or contact the intended recipient in order to check. Or C, if you enter the wrong name for the account holder, you'll be told the details do not match and advised to cancel the payment, contact the person. Now, this makes life a lot more difficult for scammers. They can't pretend to be your builder, government organisation, as easily as before. So it is a welcome step. Now, this only works if both the institution you're sending the money from and the institution you're sending the money to operate confirmation of pay, so do take care.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.